Oh, yeah. You know, Coach, he put a game plan together, and that drive right there, man, he just shows that. You know, he's a good coach, man. And Brandon, you know, he stayed composed the whole time. And, you know, our receivers did their thing downfield. They was catching the ball, and they was pitch and catch with them. And when we ran the ball, the offensive line was moving everybody out the way.
When they motioned Benjamin, you know, to give, like, a reverse look, did that make it open things up for you on the touchdown?
Oh, yeah, because they stuck the cornerback. He was coming down the whole time. The safety was coming down the whole time. So when they reversed him, it stuck him. And you know, from there, we just hit backside. I seen the whole backside open because they were cheating to the right side. So I went hit the backside. And I seen that from the beginning and from the start, and I just seen it, and I just hit backside.
And all day long, you stayed pretty persistent with the run. Those weren't easy yards to get, but you guys were plugging away.
Oh, yeah, we just kept punching, man. You know, when you hit somebody in the face, man, they can only take it so much. You know, you just keep fighting the whole four quarters, and we just put, you know, 60 minutes of a good ball game together. And that's what happened. We ended up with a W.
Can you talk about how Brandon overcame some of the adversity, you know, the two interceptions, but he just kept battling and fighting?
I say this every weekend, Brandon. I say this every weekend. I'm strongly with my words, and Brandon, he's a warrior. No matter what you say, you can't take him off the field, and you're not going to get it in his head. If you make a bad play, he knows it's another coming. And he knows it's another good play coming, so he's not worried about that. Most all is good. Outweigh his, you know, little bad that he do have on the field. And so, you know, when Brandon know we behind him 100%. And so Brandon's very confident in his game. And whenever he's out there doing his thing, we with him.
How important is it for your confidence to win two in a row for the first time?
It's very important. But, you know, that's just two games. And we still got a long way to go if we want to, you know, try to, you know, we still can creep back up in there. And we can still finish this season strong. So 8-8, we just got to keep fighting. You know, we're trying to get there.
You weren't part of all of this 12-game road losing streak, but you certainly knew about it. How important is it to snap that?
Oh, it's very important. Like I said, we lost a lot this year. And you know, it's something that you're trying to conquer, you know, not losing. And, you know, to be a part of that, you know, when you are losing, you're trying to do everything you get back to, you know, fighting and just overcoming, you know, especially when we're losing by at the last 2 minutes or something like that. You know, ain't no team really done beat us other than the Giants over 7 points. So that's something that you got to just conquer. So it's big for us.
Did you like playing in the mud like that? Or did you jump in the first couple minutes?
Oh, yeah, man. Mud, that was, you know, I got pretty dirt out there. And, you know, just playing in the mud. You know, it was a little fun out there for real, man, because you're trying to keep your feet at the same time. And, you know, it really just showed your footwork, you know, as a running back. And so if you ain't got good footwork, you're falling out there the whole time.
And what about Gordon? God, what a game.
Man, Josh is a man out there. You know, it just shows you, man. All the rookies that was out there today, they was doing real good. Even Swartz out there on the end. We was all out there, you know, just complimenting everybody and, you know, just feeding off everybody. Just, you know, just all out there just fighting and just playing hard.